Hi, it's me, Nina, from Sesame Street. And you're listening to Good Night World, a sleepcast where your friends at Sesame Street and Headspace Studios help you get ready for bed.
Good night, world.
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 Tonight's episode is
Elmo and Tango at the Puppy Salon.
Hey, everyone. It's Nina from Sesame Street. I'm just finishing up lunch outside of Hooper's store. Oh, and here comes my good friend Elmo and his puppy Tango. Hi, Elmo. And hi to you too, Tango. Wow, Tango looks so clean and fluffy.
That's because Elmo and Tango just went to the puppy salon. Tango had so much fun. Right, Tango?
Wow. What did Tango get to do at the puppy salon?
The doggy stylist gave Tango a nice bubbly bath. But that wasn't even Elmo's favorite part.
What was your favorite part, Elmo?
At the end of Tango's bath, Elmo got to pick out a ribbon for Tango's collar. They had ribbons in all colors. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet.
How sweet. Oh, I like the red ribbon you picked.
Elmo picked red because it matches Elmo's red fur.
Oh, that looks great, Elmo.
On the way to the salon, Elmo took Tango to the dog park to play fetch.
Oh, I bet Tango loved that. Didn't you, Tango?
Yeah. Some of Tango's doggy friends were at the dog park, too.
She must have been so excited. Yes, isn't that right, Tango? Yeah, I bet you were.
She was. Oh, it was a good thing that Elmo and Tango were going to the puppy salon right after because Tango got mud all over her paws.
Sounds like a fun, busy day.
Yeah, Elmo loves taking Tango to the puppy salon. Elmo wishes he could be a doggy stylist. Elmo thinks that would be so fun.
I can think of a way you can be a doggy stylist.
What? Really?
We can use our imaginations.
You mean Elmo can be a doggy stylist? With his own salon? Maybe even Tango and her doggy friends can be there too.
Yes, claro. We can do all of that in our imaginations. Our imaginations can let us be anything we want to be.
That sounds fun.
Okay, first, before we start imagining, let's do three belly breaths together to slow down and relax from the day.
Okay, Nina. Good girl, Tango. Okay, Elmo and Tango are ready for some belly breaths.
Good. Let's place our hands on our belly so we can feel our belly move as we breathe. Now take a nice slow breath in through your nose. Then slowly breathe out through your mouth. Count the belly breaths with me. Ready?
One belly breath.
Now let's do that again. Slowly breathe in through our noses. And slowly breathe out through our mouths.
Two belly breaths.
Last one. Slowly breathe in through our noses. And slowly breathe out through our mouths.
Three belly breaths.
Tango looks relaxed.
She does. Elmo is too.
Perfecto. Then what do you say, Elmo? Are we ready to open our imaginary doggy salon?
Yeah. Elmo's ready. Tango says she's coming too.
Let's imagine we're at the puppy salon with Elmo and Tango. As soon as we walk in, a little bell rings over the front door. In the front of the salon, there is a wide counter where people pick out ribbons, bows, and treats. The counter has sparkly paws painted all over it. A friendly receptionist with purple hair waves at Elmo and Tango. He walks out from behind the counter to give Tango a pat on the head. On the counter, there are jars full of doggy treats. The jars clink as customers open and close their little metal lids. Behind the counter, there is a display of ribbons and bandanas hanging on the wall for doggies to wear. In front of the window that looks out over Sesame Street, Elmo counts three chairs. One, two, three. Where doggy owners sit patiently with their dogs, waiting for their turn. Tango's friends are also at the puppy salon. Ziggy, a sweet little puppy with short brown fur and pointy ears, splashes in her bathtub while her doggy stylist stands nearby. Dax, a big, silly dog with white fur and gray spots, is getting out of the tub. Dax shakes from the top of his head all the way down to the tip of his tail, and little drops of water fly off.
Good doggy, Dax.
Water splish splashes, and hair dryers hum softly. After Dax is dried, he wags his tail as the doggy stylist carefully uses the scissors to snip the curly hair flopping down over his eyes. The stylist's scissors go snip, snip, snip. The doggy stylist walks over with a treat for Tango and an apron for Elmo to match her own.
Thanks.
Elmo ties the apron around his body. He is so excited to be a puppy stylist for the day. They all walk over to a little yellow bathtub. The doggy stylist turns on the water faucet, and water splashes into the bathtub. Then the doggy stylist lifts Tango into the tub. The water swishes around Tango as she swirls her tail. The doggy stylist takes the puppy shampoo from her apron pocket and hands it to Elmo. Elmo rubs shampoo onto Tango's floppy ears and around the rest of Tango's body, even her tail. The shampoo smells so fresh and clean, and Tango's bathtub fills with bubbles. As they wash Tango, soap bubbles float through the air. One lands on Tango's nose. Next, the doggy stylist takes a long water hose attached to a shiny silver faucet and gently pours fresh water over Tango's fur. Together, she and Elmo wash the soap out of Tango's fur. Swish, swish, swish. Tango sniffs the air with her little puppy nose. Once Tango has been washed and rinsed, the puppy stylist lifts Tango out of the tub and onto a nice warm towel. Tango shakes her body and water flies off her fur. Elmo giggles as some of the water sprinkles on him. Elmo and the puppy stylist take turns drying her off with the towel. Tango's white and brown fur curls as she snuggles against the towel. Now it's time for Tango's blow dry. Elmo, Tango, and the doggy stylist walk over to the drying station. There, the doggy stylist hands Elmo a soft brush, and Elmo brushes through Tango's fur until she looks smooth. Then, the doggy stylist shows Elmo how to use the blow dryer to gently blow dry Tango's little paws. Elmo blow dries her little legs. Then the fluffy fur on her back. And finally, her floppy little ears. Tango woofs happily, giving her body one last little shake. Then she walks after Elmo towards the front of the salon. Back at the counter in front of the store, the doggy stylist shows Elmo the baskets full of colorful ribbons and bows. The ribbons are red and orange and yellow and green and blue and purple. Some have polka dots and some have stripes. Elmo looks at each ribbon carefully. Then he chooses a pretty red ribbon for Tango, just like Elmo's fuzzy red fur. The stylist smiles and ties the ribbon to Tango's collar. Elmo gives Tango the treat for being such a good puppy at the salon. Then, Elmo hands back his apron. Now that Tango smells so fresh and clean, she is ready to go home. And Elmo is tired from his long, fun day at the salon. Elmo thanks the doggy stylist.
Thank you.
And Tango barks goodbye to her puppy friends as she and Elmo walk to the door. Back on to Sesame Street. And happily walk home.